This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Diana O'Carroll. We're talking about the science of sound and hearing this week and how we experience it. If you'd like to contact us through Twitter, it's at Naked Scientist, and you can also send us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Diana.
And now it's time for our kitchen science. We've already heard how the brain can create audio illusions, but Ben and Dave have been fooling their ears in another way, by swapping them around.
For the very first kitchen science of 2010, Dave has got me looking like an absolute pillock. Dave, what is this headgear?
What I've got here is two short lengths of hose pipe, one going from your right ear to above your left ear, and one going from your left ear to above your right ear, and then a couple of funnels sticking in the ends of each of those two pieces of hose pipe.
Well, this sort of reminds me of one of those ear trumpets that you see in, usually in cartoons. It's usually really old people who need them to hear things.
Yeah, it's basically two ear trumpets swapping your two ears over.
OK, well, at the moment they're just resting on my shoulders, but by the sounds of it, you want me to put these in my ears?
Yeah, don't stuff them right the way in, but just hold the ends of the tubes over each ear. And then I want you to shut your eyes, and then we're going to try and, I want you to try and work out where I'm standing.
OK, so I'll just pop these in my ears. Now, straight away, I can hear sort of what sounds like the sea, the noise that people think is the sea when they listen to a shell. What's going on there?
This is because a tube or a closed container like a shell will amplify certain frequencies coming out of your ear or coming out of the room more than others. And those are what you hear in a shell and what you're hearing in that tube.
So it's actually the background noise from the room, but just selectively amplified, and that means that I can hear what sounds like the sea.
That's right. Now I want you to shut your eyes, and I'm going to walk around the room, and I'm going to talk, and you try and work out where I am.
OK, so I have my eyes shut.
Now, just to give you an idea what Ben's hearing, we've got a couple of small microphones, and we're going to put them in the place of Ben's ears in the tubes.
Where do I sound like I am, Ben?
You sound like you're standing on my right.
That's entirely wrong. I'm actually standing on your left-hand side. I'll go over the other side. And now?
And now it sounds like you've moved over towards the left.
And now?
A little bit further towards the left, I think. Can I open my eyes yet?
OK, now you can open your eyes.
So, clearly, the way that this setup works, it was confusing my ears. I thought the sound was coming from one way when it actually came from another. But what's that useful for, other than making me sound a bit stupid?
It helps explain one of the ways your brain uses to identify where a sound is coming from. When I'm talking to you, the sound is travelling out from my mouth about 330 metres per second. Therefore, if I'm on your right-hand side, then it's going to reach your right ear slightly before your left ear, and your brain is quick enough to detect that difference in time, and therefore I'm probably on your right-hand side.
So it shows a good way that our ears communicate with our brain. But once you told me that I was wrong, I found that really confusing. Was my brain trying to adapt, trying to make sense of it?
Your brain tends to tune a lot of your senses by using visual feedback. So it tends to tune where the end of your finger is by looking at it and knowing where it is. And therefore, you can actually entirely confuse your brain by giving it a different image of where your hand is and things like that. And so your brain is probably attempting to tune the direction sounds are coming from. If it knows, if you can see someone talking over to the right, then it guesses that they're probably the person making the noise. Therefore, it generally tries to tune its direction sensing sense. And therefore, your direction sensing sense is getting all sorts of contradictory feedback and getting completely confused.
OK, well, I can see how you can confuse your brain like this, but this is a very, very simple setup. It's literally two bits of hosepipe and some funnels. Is it really good enough? How does it work?
Well, the funnels are quite good at collecting a lot of sound and running it down a fairly small pipe. And the two pipes are exactly the same length. So if the sound gets to the left funnel first, it's going to get to your right ear first. And if it gets to the right funnel first, it's going to get to your left ear first. So it's a bit like swapping your two ears over, so it swaps which direction you think things are coming in from.
But it can't be exactly like swapping my two ears over because, well, for a start, the distance between the funnels is wider than my own head. And then, of course, it's got to be funneled down some plastic, which surely must mean that the sound takes a little bit longer to get to me.
Yes, the sound will take longer to get to your ears, but your brain doesn't really care when the sound started for the direction. It's just a difference between your two ears. And the two funnels are actually further apart from one another than your normal ears, so you probably get like a super directional ability. In fact, in the 1930s, various militaries, particularly the Japanese, who didn't have radar, wanted ways of detecting where aeroplanes were. And they had, like, huge ear trumpets quite a long way apart. And they'd have someone sitting at the end of these ear trumpets listening for planes. And then just using their sense of direction, they would attempt to point these ear trumpets directly at the planes. They'd know where they are and be able to direct fighters at them.
So because they're a bit further apart, the time difference between reaching one ear and the next one, regardless of whether it's the right ear or the wrong ear, is actually what the brain uses to work out where things are. And this means that even though I looked stupid and had things the wrong way round, my sense of directional hearing was actually much better.
Or certainly more definite. You might not have quite the directions right because you'd be a bit confused, but definitely a lot more definite.
Fantastic. So you may look a pillock, but if you want to try this out, you can swap around your own ears using some bits of tube and a couple of funnels, and we'll be back with more experiments next week.
Ben was talking rubbish. He looked lovely. So using a pair of homemade ear trumpets and crossing them over above your head, you can effectively swap your ears around and mess with your sense of direction. We'll put stereo clips online of this so you can get a real idea of how it sounds at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. And Dave will be live in the studio next week with another experiment. If you want to join in, all you need is a glass of fizzy drink and a handful of raisins.